ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we can count on our guests, that's for sure. We want to welcome to KDWA Chuck Spavin. He has recently been awarded the Volunteer of the Year Award by the Hastings Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we are thrilled that you could take time out of your busy volunteer schedule to come in and chat with us. Great to see you.
Well, it's great to be here, Mo. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. And don't you love our fun little music that we came in on?
Yeah, it was a great song.
It is a great song, and people could certainly count on you. I know I had the privilege of talking with Christy Bars of the Chamber last week, and she was mentioning the different award winners, and she said that certainly you have been a big volunteer for the Chamber.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really been fun working. I mean, the Chamber, you know, the Chamber is such an important element in the community. You know, in my opinion, the Chamber is the heart and soul of the business community. So to be able to volunteer and work for them is a real honor.
And the Chamber of Commerce, I think people don't realize a lot of times, they are the ones that put on Rivertown Days. You know, I think the people sometimes think the city does it. I mean, the city certainly gets involved with a lot of the, you know, the behind the scenes things. But when you think about all that the Chamber of Commerce really does throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
And I know that Rivertown Days is something that you've been involved in for many years. Tell us about that.
You know, we moved here in 2007, in the summer of 2007. And
where did you move from, Chuck?
Not too far away, South St. Paul.
Oh, okay. And what brought you to Hastings?
The schools.
Okay.
Yep. For our son, Cole. And so we moved here in the summer of 2007, and I got a chance to attend Rivertown Days that summer.
Had you heard about it before?
No, didn't know. Oh. Just, you know, all of a sudden I saw all these people gathered down along the river and kind of curious as to what was going on. And so I went down, and I basically, you know, had a lot of fun. With, you know, Cole and Kelly were down there. And so I said to myself, I'd kind of like to get involved with this next year. So kind of a funny story. So as soon as the event was over, I called the chamber president, who back then was Michelle Jacobs, okay? And called her, introduced myself, and she said, okay, well, I'll see what we can do, you know? And
they don't turn away any volunteers.
No, but what's kind of funny is I called her again, and then called her some more, and then called her again. Finally, she said, well, yeah, I've got a job here for you for Saturday morning, okay? So she gave me the job, which was great, and got me kind of my foot in the door.
What did you do?
Well, it was just, it was down along the river. We had to, you know, put up the safety cones so people couldn't get back in the parking lot where the musicians were. We had to keep them out of there so they had a place to park, you know, so wasn't...
So you were head caution cone.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Here's what's funny about this. Several years later, after she had, you know, moved down from the chamber, I ran into her at a party, and she was talking to a friend of hers, and she introduced me to the friend. Then she went on to tell this friend. She said, "I met Chuck, you know, when I was at the chamber." And she said, this guy, he said, he called me and he called me and he kept calling me and calling me and calling me. She said, I thought at one point he was stalking me.
And she hired you anyway.
So I guess I'm the stalker volunteer, you know. But anyway, that did get my foot in the door, and then that was in 2008. So I've been volunteering since 2008.
How fun! Yeah. So tell us about growing up. Was volunteerism something that you grew up doing? Was it something that you saw your parents do or those around you?
Yeah, no, interesting question. Looking back on that. Not the case. My folks were not volunteers much. They were pretty much home buddies and you know, did their job. Or my mom was a homemaker. Dad was a writer and photographer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press Dispatch. But no, they didn't do a lot of volunteer work. I just got interested, I think, mostly when I got into my current career as a financial advisor. Most all of the advisors in the office volunteered at something, okay? And it was just kind of expected that you would volunteer at something. And that's really what got me going.
And what does volunteerism mean to you?
You know, volunteerism to me means that, you know, you care for the community you live in, you care for the people that are in that community, you care for the people that you work with on a daily basis. So volunteering to me is caring, and caring is volunteering. I think they go hand in hand. I don't think you wake up one morning and say, you know, I don't care about the community. I don't care about these people. Maybe you don't have as much time that day to spend because you've got obligations at work or at home. But I think you either buy into it, either you care, and if you care about your community, I think that ultimately leads to volunteering.
And what was it about Rivertown Days that really made you want to get involved?
Oh, fun, you know, all the fun thing, but primarily driven by the music. You know, I've got a strong music background, so I was attracted by the bands that they hire for Rivertown Days, and that continues to be the attraction. I'm on the committee that helps try to pick the bands for the
and that's got to be tough because you can't pick the same old band every year, even though if it's successful. And you also have to kind of know ahead of time. I know the woman that does the booking of the bands at the state fair.
Okay.
And she said sometimes it's a crapshoot. You think this is a dinky little band, and then in the course of a year, because you have to book these so far in advance, all of a sudden they pop, or you're catching them on the downride.
Yeah.
So how do you know?
Yeah, you don't. I mean, I think that happens with experience over time, and we have had, you know, some of the bands have repeated that have done really well, and the audience has really liked them. But one of the things we try to do is we try to bring in talent that maybe people haven't heard before around in Hastings. Bring in some new acts that they haven't heard that we want to give them a chance to expose them to different types of music.
And I think it's nice also because you have different genres, too.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have all the same. Yeah. They're not all country. They're not all rock.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the other thing we do try to do is we try to make sure there's a variety of music for everybody.
So tell us about this award. Did you even know this was an award?
I honest to gosh didn't know. No, Christy called me at my office.
Christy Bars at the Chamber.
Yep, downtown. My office is downtown St. Paul, where I've been there 34 years. She called me and... You know, at first, usually Christy will call me sometimes when we get a contract back from one of the bands that we're trying to hire. Well, so often the contract will have writers attached to it.
Sure.
And she'll call me just to say, well, you got to hear this writer. This band wants a 24-pack of Red Bull. And they want several dishes of blue M&Ms.
Exactly.
And don't forget, they want two sober stagehands. You know, Hollywood can't write this stuff, you know. So I thought that that's what
she wanted to tell you funny. Yeah.
Yeah, because we have contracts out now for the two bands that are going to be playing this summer. So we're expecting to see those. And once again, the writers that are attached to them are always kind of funny. By the way, we almost always say no to their requests on the writers. Okay.
Well, blue. There's nothing wrong with blue M&Ms.
Yeah.
Come on.
We got to stop at some point. No blue M&Ms. But anyway, that's what I thought she was calling. And then she said, well, I'm not here to talk about Rivertown Days. I'm here to tell you something. And then she said, you were picked as the Volunteer of the Year Award. And I about fell off my chair. I mean, I was tremendously honored. I did not get to see her in person. I got a follow-up letter from her, signed by her, saying, you know, what the award was and where it was going to be and what time to be there, and that you know, I could invite some friends. But very nice. I mean, it was done very, very nicely.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, this is just the start. I mean, your reign will go through next year. You'll be in the Rivertown Days Parade. Do you know that?
That was the part that was really...
Yes.
Yeah, she told me about that. And normally I'm down at the pavilion while the parade's on, because we have music. We have a DJ going down
sure.
there. So I'm usually down there just kind of, you know, keeping things going. But I'll be in the parade this year. So.
Yes, you will.
And
be driven by a very handsome man in a convertible.
Your husband.
Very handsome.
Okay. All right. And Christy said I could bring along my son Cole, so I guess it'll be Cole and I there in the parade.
How fun!
So, yeah.
Well, that will be so great, because I know he's your little partner in crime.
He is. I share this award with my wife Kelly, and my son Cole. And Cole helps me all the time down at Rivertown Days. In fact, a lot of the things that we do, you know, we give away gift cards from restaurants around town, and we play a little musical game with the audience, and a lot of that stuff, you know, he was the creative force behind that, and he runs the what we call the sampler and the mixer to make all of that happen. So he's very, very, very busy down at Rivertown Days.
How exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? For him to see you get this nice award has to be really special for both of you.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. So I know he's looking forward to January 23rd.
And that's going to be, it's actually a meeting. Do you know that? But you won't even know it's a meeting.
Okay.
It's their annual meeting, and then they have a dinner.
Okay. All right.
But it's one of the most exciting meetings I've ever been to.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's so great.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, because people maybe think they know you, but I really don't know much about you. So where did you grow up? Obviously near St. Paul.
Yeah, I actually grew up in Mendota Heights, not far from the Mendota Bridge.
Okay.
And then we moved from there when I was 16, 17 years old. We moved to South St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were living there. Until I got married, and then we lived there for a while, and then we moved out to Hastings, as I mentioned, in 07.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've had three homes since then.
You've lived in three homes your whole life?
Yeah.
That's not very many.
No, I know.
Wow.
Actually, take that back. When Kelly and I got married, we lived in an apartment for a while.
Okay.
And then we went into South St. Paul, too. So,
you've had your business in downtown St. Paul for how long? And for people that don't know what you do,
I'm a financial advisor with RBC Wealth Management. When I started with the firm, which was 34 years ago now, 1986, the firm was called Dane Bosworth.
Sure.
And then, and Dane Bosworth had started right in St. Paul, about two blocks from where I sit.
Wasn't it two men?
I think it was,
yeah.
And they started in 1909. So it's been there, you know, we've been in the community, obviously, a long, long time. So I've been there 34 years.
And then where did Rauscher come in?
Good question. So it was Dane Bosworth for a long time, and then we merged with Rauscher, which was based down in Texas.
Okay.
So then we became Dane Rauscher.
Yes.
And then...
I had a friend that worked there at Dane Rauscher.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then we got purchased by the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC. And
that's what RBC means.
Royal Bank of Canada, which is based... their headquarters are up in Toronto. But we're the... The Twin Cities is the headquarters for the Wealth Management Division. So the bank is up in Toronto. Wealth Management Division is in the Twin Cities. And then we have an institutional division based out in New York. So then it became RBC Dane Rauscher.
Oh.
And then 6-7 years after that, it became RBC Wealth Management. And that's what we are today.
So Dane Rauscher was sold off, or it just changed names?
Just changed names.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So think about when you first started versus now.
Yeah.
Wow, right?
Well, tremendous changes in the industry. You know, like any industry, there's been tremendous changes, a lot of technology that you have to keep up with in our industry, and that's great. And, you know, the thing that I've always been impressed with is that I've been through these name changes, but one thing has always remained the same, and that's an unwavering commitment to giving back to the communities that we serve. And I thank RBC Wealth Management for that. So,
and tell us what that means. What exactly, how is that manifested?
Yeah. Well, like the things that I do for the community, and there's a lot more financial advisors like me that are doing things within their communities, okay? We do a big race for the kids that takes place right along Warner Road there. That's one of the things that we do. But there's so many things that, you know, we're projects that we work on in our communities. And, you know, in addition to Rivertown Days, which I love working on and hope to work on for a long time, I also work on here in Hastings called Make Music Day. Make Music Day, which started in 2017, and that's an international day of celebrating music. It's held in 170 countries around the world. And we happen to have in Hastings here the biggest Make Music Day in all of Minnesota.
Wow.
And the person I work with there, Paige Marshall Bigler, just an outstanding young lady who's just... At the city, at the Parks and Rec Department. Just an honor to work with her. She is so good at what she does. So we've been working on that since 2017. And it always happens on June 21st.
Regardless of what day of the week it is?
Regardless of what day. It's always June 21st, and it's worldwide celebration. It just happens that this year, June 21st, is Father's Day.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so we're going to have hopefully a lot of fathers playing the music and jamming and just having a good time.
Tell us about your musical background, please.
My music background, I spent 16 years as a musician, most of those performing live. Some of that was performing in recording studios, doing what we call session work. But most of it was recording live, playing live in different bands. And
what did you play?
I played keyboards, Hammond B3 organ, and then I kicked the bass in the band. I was a bass player too, so that was a pretty good value because I played the organ plus provided the bass sound, and then played a little bit of trumpet and also sang a little bit. And I did that for a number of years. Had a great time, really enjoyed it. Started to lose a little bit of hearing in one ear, and then I fell off a stage in South Dakota and hurt myself a little bit. So I was getting the signal that maybe I should be looking around to do something.
Nothing gets something past you, does
that's
it?
Right.
Sometimes God has to really hit us over the head, doesn't
right.
he? Because we don't get those first
that's right.
those first signals.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, we're just thrilled for you. Congratulations.
Thank
again.
You. Yeah, I mean, this was totally unexpected. I mean, I'm very, very thrilled to have the honor, but it was totally unexpected. You know, I mean, regardless if there was an award or not, I would volunteer if I thought the cause was worthy, and obviously those are all worthy causes, you know.
Well, great. Well, really nice to see you, and we look forward to hearing about your great event coming up. It's going to be the 23rd of January, and we want to thank our guest today, Chuck Spavin. He's the Volunteer of the Year for the Hastings Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we wish him well, and it's your start of your year, so it should be so fun. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you.